Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning parak Vav Mishnah Ches and parak Vav Mishnah Tes. As we learned previously, there are two different types of Eruvim that we are discussing as it pertains to carrying. The first, as we've discussed, is an Erev Chatzeros, that in order to carry from your chatzer, from your courtyard, to your home, and vice versa, you need to have an Erev uniting everyone in that chatzer, in that courtyard together, all the individual homes joined together, as we discussed, on one loaf of bread and the like. And that allows you to demonstrate that this is not a Rishos Harab, and this is not a public domain, and therefore you're allowed to carry from your home to the Chatzer, and vice versa. The other type of Erev being discussed is Shitufei Mava'os, that allows you to carry not only from your home to your Chatzer, but from your Chatzer, from your courtyard, to the Mavo, to the alleyway that your Chatzer, that your courtyard connects to. And this also demonstrates that your Mavo, that the alleyway that your Chatzer connects to, is not a Rishos Harab, is not a public area, and therefore, you're allowed to carry from your chatzer, from your courtyard, to that alleyway as well. Our Mishnah is going to discuss if in a situation where only one of them is done, either a Shitufei Mava'os or Erev Chatzeros, but not both. Says the Mishnah, Chamesh Chatzeros Psuchos Lamavon. There's a situation where there are five courtyards that are open up, that are open to an alley. Ervu bechatzeros. If each courtyard formed its own individual erev chatzeros, v'lo nishtatzu b'mavoi, but they did not join together in a shituf in mavoos for the alley. Says the Mishnah, mutarin bechatzeros v'asurin b'mavoi. They're permitted certainly to carry from their homes to their courtyards and vice versa. They have the erev chatzeros, but they're not allowed to carry from their chatzeros, from their courtyards to the alley, because they didn't have a shitufei mavoos. However, says the Mishnah, Ve'im nishtatfu b'mavo, but if they also join together in the shidufim mavos for the alleyway, then mutarin kan v'kan, then they are permitted to carry number one in the chatzer, and they're allowed to carry in the alleyway as well, because again, in this situation, they made both a shitufim mavos for the alleyway and an erev chatzeros for the courtyard. Now, what happens if one person did not join the Erev, or did not join the Shitufim Mavoi, says the Mishnah, Ervu Bechatzeros V'Nishtatvu Mavoi, if each courtyard made its own individual Erev, and they also joined together in a Shitufim Mavoi for the alleyway, V'Shachach Echad Mibnei Chatzer V'lo Erev, and one of the residents of a chatzer, of a courtyard, forgot to join in his Erev Chatzeros, but he did participate in the Shitufei Mavaos, says the Mishnah, Mutarin Kan V'Kan. They're still allowed to carry both in the courtyard and in the alley, because in such a situation, the Shitufei Mavaos allows you to carry in the courtyards even without an Erev, that although the Erev of that courtyard is not valid because it is missing a resident who didn't join it, the Shituf is still valid because all of the residents joined in it, making them all one particular group. Now, normally, the rabbis prohibited carrying in courtyards without an Erev, even when a Shituf is made, because the Shituf is kept in only one courtyard. Therefore, the children who live in the other courtyards might not be aware of the Shituf and grow up assuming that carrying between homes and a courtyard is allowed even without an Erev or Shitufim Mavos to allow it. But when an Erev was made, even if it is invalid, the Shituf alone permits carrying in the court, as the Bartanura points out, since the children will see the Erev and realize that carrying in a courtyard is not permitted without one. So that's the Bartanura's explanation for why in this situation we allow you to still carry even if he forgot to join in the Erev Chatzeros. Continues the Mishnah, Mibnei Mavoi Velo Nishtateh. However, if one of the members of the alley forgot and did not join in the Shituf of the Mavoi, but he did join in the Erev Chatzeros of his own individual courtyard, Mutarin Bechatzeros, the Asurin B'Mavoi. And there they are permitted certainly to carry in the individual courtyards, but they're not allowed to carry in the alley, because carrying in the courtyards is obviously allowed because the Erevs are good, but carrying in the alley is not going to be allowed because the Shituf is invalid, it's missing a member, and an Erev cannot permit carrying in the alleyway. Now the Mishnah is going to conclude by explaining why the Chachamim made this law of Shitufei Mevo'o, says the Mishnah, Sha'amavoy l'chatzeros bechotzer labatim. That the reason why there's a din of Shitufei Mevo'o to allow to carry in the alley is because an alley in relation to the courtyards is like a courtyard in relation to the homes. Meaning to say, just like the Chachamim prohibited carrying between homes and a courtyard without an Eruv, because they were concerned that people might mistakenly carry between a private area, private domain, and Irishos Harab Mene, public domain. So too, they prohibited carrying between a courtyard, which is like a private domain, and an alley without a shituf, for the same reason, because again, they're concerned that to carry between a house, which is a private domain, and a courtyard, one might also think, just like they might think that a courtyard is the public domain, one might think that the alleyway is a public domain as well, and therefore they enacted this law of Shitufei Mevo'os to make you aware of that. It's not a Rishas HaRabim, and to make sure that you must have that in order to carry in the alleyway. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes. Now, every person who lives in a courtyard must join the Eruv, like we discussed, otherwise it's not going to be a valid Eruv. Now, the Mishnah here in Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes is going to discuss whether a person's right or a person's ability to walk through a courtyard is enough to make him considered a resident of that particular courtyard. And there are going to be three different cases that are going to help us understand this. Says the Mishnah, Shtei chatzeros zu lifnim mizo, that if there are two courtyards, one located inside the other, so that residents of the inner courtyard must walk through the outer courtyard in order to get to the street. Erva hapenimis velo erva achitzona, and the inner courtyard made its own eruv, but the outer courtyard did not make an eruv at all. Says the Mishnah, hapenimis muteres, carrying in the inner one is going to be permitted because they made an eruv after all. V'achitzona asura, but carrying in the outer one is going to not be allowed because they did make an eruv. Obviously, if there's no eruv, you can't carry. But the inner one made an eruv, therefore they certainly can carry in their chatzer. Now, the opposite case says the Mishnah, hachitzona v'lo hapnimis. Let's say the outer chatzer, the outer courtyard, they made the eruv, but the inner courtyard did not. Says the Mishnah, in this case, shtein asuros. Carrying is not allowed in both of the chatzeros, that because the residents of the inner courtyard have the right to walk through the outer courtyard, the outer one must include the residents of the inner one in their eruv, and since the residents of the inner courtyard did not join in it at all, the eruv of the outer chatzer is not going to work, is not going to be valid. Now a third case, eruv azula atzma v'azula atzma. Let's say each of the chatzeros, each of the courtyards made individual eruvin on their own, but they did not join together in a joint eruv. Zo muteres bifnei atzma v'zo muteres bifnei atzma. This one is permitted to carry within its own courtyard, and this one's permitted to carry within its own courtyard because both of them have valid eruvin to allow you to carry from your homes to your courtyards and vice versa. In this particular case, the outer Eruv is valid, even though the residents of the inner courtyard did not join it, because in the opinion of this Tana, residents who are permitted to carry in their own chatzer do not prohibit another courtyard through which they have the right to go through. However, Rabbi Akiva Oser Achitzona. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, absolutely not. He prohibits carrying in the outer one as well. Shadrisas haregalos arta, because according to him, the right to go through an inner courtyard from the inner courtyard to the outer courtyard prohibits carrying in the outer one as well. That according to him, having a right of passage, the ability to go through a courtyard, makes one like a full resident in it, and therefore the outer courtyard cannot be valid without these people joining in it. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But again, the Chachamim disagree and say, no, ein drisas haregel osarta, the right of walking through from the inner courtyard to the outer courtyard does not prohibit the outer courtyard from making an eruv, because the right of passage does not make a resident of the outer courtyard. That simply because you can go through someone's property doesn't mean that you have the status of a resident in that person's courtyard. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we pass like the Tanakama, we paskin like the Chachamim, namely, that simply because you can go through someone's courtyard and the inner courtyard has to go through the outer courtyard doesn't mean that that makes you a resident of the outer courtyard, and therefore if they make an Eruv without you in the inner courtyard, it would still be a valid Eruv for each individual chatzer. Have a great day.